Saturday, April 8th at the home of Frank Toback and before celebration. So maybe we can talk about what the carnivals are like.
I didn't get all the very much of the carnival in Fairbanks. I didn't get it all. I was tired. We were traveling a lot and didn't take all of the carnival. Went to see some of the dog races for a while. And saw that George Adler was trying to beat everybody. Well, he did too. Yeah. Yes, he made a good run that last day, and then become a champ again.
So, how many carnivals did you go to this year?
Oh, we just took in that one in Fairbanks.
Do you like that?
It's fun sometimes, and sometimes it's too cold to stand out and not too much fun too.
Did you used to have carnivals in Allakaket when you were living there?
Well, just a little. There was sometime little dog races and not very much else. And big potlatches, of course, all the time.
What were the potlatches like?
Well, they have all the good meat and food, all the best they have, and everybody eat that in potlatches.
Is there one special potlatch you remember?
Oh, there's several sometimes. Those Indians, you know, they have a potlatches for all the people that's gone, you know, and in remembrance of them, they have big feast and give away a lot of things, a lot of good things sometimes.
Did you used to go across from Alatna to potlatches in Allakaket?
Yes, every time we used to stay on Allakaket site too one time for a few years until our cabin washed away. In 1920, the big flood.
Oh, so in 1920, you stayed there?
Yeah, that was a big flood in 1920 and washed out part of our cabin, and we never rebuilt. We built another cabin on a lot in the side across the river.
How many people went to Allakaket from Alatna after that flood?
I don't remember. There were few people yet. Most of the people, not long after that, moved away. They moved up to Wiseman and Beaver over in the Yukon. And they didn't leave very many people on Alatna's side.
Why did they leave?
I don't know. I don't know the reason they left. Maybe they thought it'd be better living over that way.
Mm-hmm. What was it like when you went over to Allakaket to live? Did they gave you places to live and they invite you over? How was that?
You mean
after the flood?
Oh. There were nobody around. There was a storeman on Alatna's side and two mission ladies. That's all the, and myself. That's all the people that were in Allakaket and Alatna when the big flood.
Oh, where was everybody else?
There's Indians. They usually go over to Canoe of Old Man River to hunt muskrat in the spring. everyone lived, nothing in the village.
And so did they come back after muskrat?
Yeah, they come back in June. I had a fish a little too and come back before 4th of July.
And you stayed in Allakaket even after they came back?
Yeah, I was there. I was taking care of the mission ladies that time. Took all the... We know it was we were going to have a flood, so we moved everything across up on the hill. Food and stuff.
Which hill? Up Alatna Hill?
Yeah. Yes, that's across the river on Alatna side.
Oh, so you had to do a lot of carrying things.
Oh, you do it with dogs before the snow go.
When did, do you remember when people started living in Allakaket?
Well, I didn't know very much the first time. I noticed there was one cabin across on Allakaket side. People were living there. And we ourselves had a little place down below Alatna. One bend below Alatna, where my grandfather and my dad put up a little houses there to stay. And that's when I first knew there was just one family in Allakaket. All the people were living down Arctic City and Bushman down below Alatna, but 10 or 12 miles down.
Do you know where the name Allakaket, Alatna, came from and when those places were named?
Well, that Alatna, I don't know just how it came, but Allakaket is an Indian word for, means the mouth of Allakaket, Alatna River.
Ah.
I think that Alatna is an Indian word too.
You know, yesterday you were talking about Rhoda's father, David.
Yeah.
That he got bit by a wolf the same place you were born.
Yeah.
Can you tell me any more about that time? Well,
I don't know too much. I just what I heard a little. Maybe my wife could understand that more than I do. She heard it from my mother.
Did you hear that story about? Could you tell us that story about when he got bit?
I can't talk English. And then she was in a little tent up above, you know, where they stay. Mm-hmm. And she have two kids. One boy, mm-hmm. and two little kids over there with him. Some three little kids go down the bank and they play down the bank. She heard them hollering and crying, and two kids come up. And she looked down at the wolf, that the wolf patched him all up, that little baby.
On his face?
Uh-huh, on his face. He have careful parker and careful skin pants, you know. And she started to go down the bank and that wolf go away from him. She tell him, "What you do to my baby?" In her language, you know. That wolf go away from him. She leave that baby, and she go down and grab him and wash his face. Because all bloody, all. Mm-hmm. Let him go to sleep. Yes. That's what she told me.
And his face healed up
okay? Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm. They heal up. Somehow without doctors. Pretty good idea. Long time ago, with no medicine.
She said, after she washed his face and he started to go to sleep, 1 year old maybe, sleep before he born, and she let him go to bed in bed. She never take that bark off before when she started to go to sleep. And she wake up, his face is so swollen up, you know. She can't take that bucket off, and she cut it right there. She take that bucket off. Because his face is swollen up from that cut. He got right there. That's all I think.
Did many people?
Lots of people out there that wolf could go away from that baby, and he go away a little ways, and somebody shot him from up there. Mm-hmm. One of the men, old men. And kill it. I don't know. They do.
What was it the woman said to the wolf? She said in her language.
Could you say what she said in her language? Do you remember that? How she said it when she told the wolf go away from the baby. Can you say that in your language?
My language? Yeah. Eskimo?
Yeah.
And
that means?
What you do to my baby?
Well, if we play that for some wolf, they're not going to understand it. You got to say it in Eskimo or they won't understand it.
Maybe they understand Eskimo.
I guess so, but the wolf went away.
Yeah.
Do wolves bite people many times? Ever hear any?
Not too many, I guess.
Just never babies heard. That can't fight back, huh?
Yeah. Maybe.
So after that happened, did she have the kids watch out for wolves? Did she used to warn?
And she stayed 2 nights with that, 1 night with that baby. And she started to have baby with this one. Oh. And she go out and snow house out there and she have him that time.
Oh.
And her husband take care of that crippled baby.
So that was the same time the baby?
Yeah.
Oh.
The same time, 1 night at home.
Oh. Was that snow house special for having the baby?
Yeah, snow house and big fire in front of that snow house, maybe. I never see that kind, did they say?
Do you know what the snow house, did they tell you what it looked like?
I don't know. Maybe I know which way. Frank, no.
Do you know what it looked like? What the snow house was?
Well,
like
they just built up the snow, like hard crust of snow, you know, cut that up and pile it up and just so no wind or nothing gets in there.
Who would build it?
Oh, my dad, I guess. He usually used those kind of tents out in where there's no trees, you know. One time he had that kind and they were staying in there and they happened to have a heat, you know, with a little flame. And inside that snow house, he didn't have no ventilation on it. And they all went to sleep. My mother had a baby in her back, went to sleep. And my dad, somehow, he woke up. And of course, he knew what it was.
She never keep that baby in her back. She was holding this way.
Oh.
That Jimmy Tupac up there. She was holding and playing with him, you know. When she forgot, she threw way back behind her. That baby, you know, he forgot to maybe. That's the way they could.
I don't know, they got some fresh air in there right away, I guess.
So anyway, your dad woke up?
Yeah, somehow he woke up. He must be closer to the little drop by that, someplace in there. Maybe that's why he woke up easy.
Mm-hmm. What did he find when he woke up?
Well, he find everybody was dead, you know. So he make up some fresh air or something. He knew what it was. Because they used to have warm up some stones, you know, to heat up the snow house like that, and always have a ventilator someplace up there.
And so, since that one didn't have a vent?
No, maybe they didn't have a vent on it.
So, did it get all full of smoke or something?
No, it just... Any flame, fire in a tight snow house where I think anybody could go to sleep right now. Yeah.
Ah.
So those other people died in there?
Well, I think some people died, but not that time.
Well, not that time?
No.
Uh-huh. They what, just passed out?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when your mother would have a baby, she'd go out to the snow house when she had you?
Yeah. Right.
And where was everybody else?
They were in there. Maybe they had tent or something, some kind of.
Mm-hmm. And she'd have a fire in front of the snow house?
Yeah, or something. They got a little heat somewhere again. Now, in those days, they don't supposed to have babies in a place where people are living. They had to go outdoor, back in the woods or someplace.
Why would they do that, go out?
No, it was the custom. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. A custom, like woman, when she's... turned to a woman, she's not supposed to be with the people. She'd be out way back in the woods someplace for a few days, or I don't know how long. Mm-hmm. It's just a custom, I don't know. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. When your mother would go out to have a baby, would anyone else go with her?
Well, sometimes they have someone to help her. A lot of women would have it all by themselves.
Mm-hmm. And how long would they stay in that house after they have a baby?
Well, just when they have a boy, it's 4 days, I guess. A girl is 5 days. Mm-hmm. It's a custom. I don't know how they got that custom. Mm-hmm. Being with generations a long time ago, I guess.
And the whole time they're in there, does your father see the baby those 4 days or 5 days?
Oh, yes, I think somebody could see them, would come to them.
They just have to stay in there, though, but they can have visitors.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They have visitors.
And so then after those 4 or 5 days, she would move back into the tent.
Yeah. Yes.
What would happen to that snow house? They keep it?
I don't know. I mean, just leave it like that.
Wait for the next baby.
It wouldn't stand that long.
Go out and break up.
Yeah. Would build a new one every year, or just sometimes?
Well, some people build it every night, I guess, when they're traveling, because they don't take very long to chop up a block of snow.
How would they chop up those blocks? What would they use?
I don't know what kind of tools the people already did before they had the steel. They must have some sticks or something. But when they got the steel, they got the big long knife. Sometimes they have some of the matchet they get from the ship, ocean going ships long time ago.
Did your father or mother ever tell you about when they first got steel knives?
No. They got them even before my father's time, I guess. They had some ships coming in up that way, I guess. And they had some steel and some of them rifles a long time ago.
Do you know where those ships came from?
No, I wouldn't know. And they had these telescopes. I know they were made in France. Those 8-power telescopes that you stretch out and look through. They were all the things they had then.
Who would use those telescopes?
Well, those people hunting, they used them a lot for hunting.
Mm-hmm. Did you have one?
We had one. Dad had one. And I don't know what became of it.
Did you like to use that?
I use it quite a bit because we could look for sheep long ways with it.
How far could you see with that?
Oh, we could see 10 miles, 15 miles, I guess. She has one too. Her father's. I got one around here someplace. Some kids broke it up though.
But it's around here?
Yeah.
That'd be a real interesting thing to get a picture.
It was not a very old kind, but it's a long time before they got it, before 1900 something.
Yesterday you said that there is no calendars. You know, we were talking about when you were real young, and your father, before you had calendars, how would people tell what day it was and what time of year?
Well, they couldn't tell the day, or they know by the moon. They have the moon every month. Which don't correspond with our month, with these calendars. What is there, 13 moons a year?
13. You know? How many moons, 13 moons?
I think 13 moons.
Oh, and only 12 months?
Only 12 months.
A name for each moon?
Yes.
Do you remember those names? There
were some. My wife remembered them more, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we can ask her. Dora, could you tell us what the 13 names for the moons were before there was calendar? What the names were?
I don't know much.
You don't know much?
Uh-huh.
But there were 13 of them?
I think.
Do you remember any of the names?
I don't know. Which one is Sakanyachak, Sakanyasuru? First that is February. Kusuak Tawak.
That's February.
And March. Kilrit Tatkat. Tingmet Tatkat. This one. Sikwerwik, May, June, Irniwik. your life, Hester? It's a thingy big alkus. I'm a rack civic. I'm a rack civic. How about?
When did the month start?
Which was the first month? What day would the month start? New moon or full moon? Well, where was the moon when?
I think it's they go by the new moon, I guess. I don't know how else they do it. Mm-hmm. Or full moon, I don't know.
Do you know what any of those names for the moon means in English?
Yeah, most of it. That January, it's something about the sun. I forgot which one. When the sun goes down, that would be in December. Then the sun will come out in January, I guess. It has something to do with the sun, there's 2 months. Then February, that's the time you'd see icicles on the trees, on some hillside, you know, where the sun, like them, there'd be icicles in that month in February. And March would be there's a bird, some kind of hawk that lives around here. And it must have come in March. Then February. Yeah, February, March is April. It's some bird colored. The mirror, I think a geese supposed to come in April.
Kids supposed to come?
Yeah.
Is that children or all kinds of kids or people's children?
No, it's the geese.
Oh, geese.
Yeah, yeah. Then May is about the ice goes out, you know. Yeah. June is when the ducks and things have eggs, you know. Is what it means. July, the ducks and geese, they lose their wings and can't fly. And in August, they start flying again.
Where did you find that?
Let's see, August, September, when the caribou and moose, I guess, lose their velvet from their horn. October is sickle, of course, the river freezes up then. Then what is November? What November? Because I forgot. No, that could be in December, I guess. January, I think. November. My goodness, I forgot that one.
Maybe you can think of that later.
Yeah.
You said there were 13, though. What was the extra one?
Well, I thought there were 13 moons. Because we don't have moons in the right time every month.
Mm-hmm.
So there must be something, something in there that is way off.
Was that confusing when calendars first came out?
Yeah, a little. It's, we cannot figure them out with the calendar, which don't come in the same day anyway.
Mm-hmm. When did you figure out the calendar? How did you learn that?
I don't know. I never figured that out. I cannot figure that out.
But by the way you told the days when new moon started, would you have a different name for every day too?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just the length of the you could see the moon.
Was there different names for different shapes of the moon? How much of the moon you could see?
Yeah, well, they have names for that. Like, I think they have names for full moon and last quarter and first quarter.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what those names mean in English or what they were in Eskimo?
Well, when the full moon, they call it Naoktoktat, yeah. All of it, all you could see all the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what they call them, last quarter and first quarter. They have some name for them.
Mm-hmm.
I've never learned Eskimo too well, because I was raised in there with the Indians, you know, and start going to school. We had to start learning three languages at the same time. And of course we couldn't get them all perfect.
So you know how to talk some Indian too?
Yeah, I used to know quite a bit of them because I was raised with the Indian children.
So when you spoke three languages, where would you speak them? Would you speak Eskimo at home and the Eskimo people?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't stay home all the time, and I didn't learn my Eskimo language too good either.
And where would you speak Indian when you go out with the Indians?
Indians, that's all the language I'd hear if I was with the Indians. They talk Indian for a long time down there, like I got. Mm-hmm. The children, they don't talk English then.
Mm-hmm. And where would you speak English? In school?
Yeah.
In the store?
In the school.
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to say one word of our language in school, anyway.
Well, they wouldn't let you speak any of your language.
No, that's strict, no.
What would they do?
No word. Or they might give you a little mustard and put it in your mouth. And,
mustard?
Yeah.
Hot mustard? Oh.
or castor oil.
Now they don't let them talk English.
or they'd give you a spoonful of castor oil.
Oh, boy. Did that used to make kids mad?
Well, I guess it's I don't like mustard in my mouth either. Pretty strong mustard, you know. Not like this prepared mustard.
did that happen to you sometimes?
Oh, it happened to me once, I guess. Oh, maybe two times, I don't remember.
What did you do after they put that in your mouth?
Well, I'm supposed to keep it there for, I don't know, for a while, I guess.
They make you sit there with the mustard in your mouth?
No, it don't make me sick, but it burns. Oh,
so do you swallow it? Do they let you spit it out?
No. I think we had to spit it out. It was a mission school, you know. It got almost nothing but the Bible and that prayer book most all day long. And not much time for anything else. They show us those old geography books, and later on they show us those arithmetic, but they don't let us teach us that too much. They teach us all the Bible and this common prayer book. They want us to learn that by heart.
What did they teach you out of geography books?
Not much. As I said, we don't have much time for anything else.
What kinds of things did you do with Indian people?
Say what?
With Indians. What things did you do with them besides go to school?
Oh, we just, we used to go out to hunt rabbits. There'd be a whole bunch of men go out and catch rabbit, you know, drive them in the willow patches like that, and we'd drive them to one place and have someone shoot them down there, and those people, they shoot some themselves, you know, and get a lot of rabbits sometimes, besides snaring them and because that's all the meat we had then when I was a little boy then, besides the fish, just rabbits.
Did Eskimos and Indians learn things from each other?
Learn?
Yeah, about hunting.
Oh, yeah, maybe they learn a little bit from each other. Sometimes the Indians are a little different ways of doing things, and Eskimo have a different way of doing some certain things. And they learn from each other.
Do you remember any things?
Well, there's other things there. Around fishing and things like that. Indians never had very much ways of catching fish and things that they're doing was not so good. I mean, they couldn't get so many fish or things. They don't know how. I used to hear them say that they use little fish traps. That's all they know how. And I know they use them little, but I never knew the people a long time ago. They said they don't know how to catch fish very good, except those little fish traps.
What did Eskimo people learn from Indians?
Or not very much there.
Burning
wool skin, maybe?
Maybe. Tanning wool skin. When you were growing up, what kinds of things did your mother and father teach you that were important? What lessons did they teach you?
Oh, not too much. My father tried to teach us some things I cannot get confused. I was raising up with Indians and going to school, it got mixed up. So we were supposed to learn everything from the mission and have nothing to do with our customs and things.
Who told you that?
Well, the mission is very strict. They want us to learn their ways only, not our ways.
Who would tell you that?
Well, the mission people.
Mm-hmm. What would they do if you're learning your ways? Or what would they say?
Well, they think it's a wrong way to live, I guess.
What would your father or mother say when you tell them?
Well, they can't sit or anything, but they try to tell us how the people live. And a lot of ways are different than those mission people.
Do you remember some of the things they told you that were different?
I cannot describe them very good, I guess.
Did they ever tell you about where Eskimo people came from, or stories about the old people and where they traveled and what they did?
I've heard some of the old stories, but I cannot remember any of them. I got mixed up with the other story, and which cannot be true.
Oh, which can't, when you get it mixed up, then it can't be
true. No, you're telling it because you get mixed up with the other stories, and not very good.
Mm-hmm. Did your father tell you certain things that were important ways to live, like things that were important for you to be a good person or to have a good life?
Do you remember? Yeah, they teach us some things which we thought would be a good life for people, which is correspond with the mission a little, you know, and they have a little different ways, maybe. But all the good ways is pretty close to the mission, or mission teaching.
What things would they say that would like the mission?
Well, about people living and helping each other and all those ways, I think it was good way. And a mission, they teach us good way of living too. But They didn't keep us out of schooling. And that's why we cannot learn how to talk or don't know very much about the figures, which would help a fella if he know all of those.
What, in what ways did people help each other?
Well, a lot of ways, that'd be, food or things mostly. They have, sometimes they catch some game right around town that divide that up, you know, among the people. And, sometimes they have to go way out and get them away. They don't divide that all up anyway, but run close to the village. They divide all the meat up with the people.
Would they divide it up on both sides?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm.
How would you decide how to divide it up?
Well, they know how to divide it up, I guess. Cut it up in pieces, you know.